Pulitzer and Hearst, they think we're nothing. Are we nothing?
No!
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think they got us. Do they got us?
No!
Even though we ain't got hats or badges, we're a union just by saying so.
And the world will know, because we're going to tell them all about it. Newsies, the musical, opens tonight in the Main Stage Theater at Lee High School. Good Thursday morning at 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we just heard a taste of music from Newsies. Hi there, I'm Dory Nutt, your Thursday host for Morning Blend, and I'm so pleased to welcome my guests to the studio, Vivian Atkins and Patrick Johnson. Welcome, you guys.
Hi.
Thank you for having us today.
Well, you two are in the director's chairs for this production by IMP, otherwise known as Independent Musical Productions. Who wants to tell us a little bit about what the show is about? What are Newsies?
Go for it, Viv.
Thank
it's
you,
your
Patrick.
Time.
Yes, okay.
You're on deck.
Newsies is about the 1899 newspaper strike by the Newsies who sold the papers. It was actually the first, they formed a union to protest the rise of prices that they charged them for the papers. And Joseph Pulitzer and William Randolph Hearst, the three papers all got together and decided to do that. And that would put the Newsies, who many of whom lived on the streets or really supported their families through this selling of newspapers, they were horrified, and it would really impact their income. So they decided to strike and to become united and become the first union in America.
Well, it sounds like a pretty serious subject, but I know that it's a really fun show just from listening to some of the music. One review that I read described the Newsboys as pushy kids plying papers, and I guess you couldn't survive if you weren't quite assertive.
Right.
And
right.
This was a big step they took going on strike because, like you said, their livelihoods depended on it. Well, mm-hmm. let's jump right back into music. We're going to listen to a little music from the show. We're going to hear a short piece that describes how the Newsies got into the predicament that they're in the show. It's called The Bottom Line.
Gentlemen, we need to sell more papers. There's an answer right before your eyes, but you're just not thinking this through. Nuncio knows when he's cutting my hair. Trim a bit here and then trim a bit there. Just a modest adjustment can fatten the bottom line.
What if we cut back personnel?
How about a few salary trims?
We could lower the price of the paper.
Bankrupting me even faster. Let me try again. Shaving is tricky, the razor should float. Shave me too close and you may slit my throat. It's the simplest solutions that bolster the bottom line.
I've got it. If we charge the Newsies 60 cents per hundred instead of 50,
they'd have to sell 10 more papers just to earn the same amount as always.
My thought exactly. It's genius.
It's gonna be awfully rough on those children.
They will be learning a real-life lesson in economics. I couldn't offer them a better education if they were my own. Give me a week and I'll train them to be like an army that's marching to war. Proud of themselves and so grateful to me, they'll be begging to pay even more. When there's dirt on our shoes, boys, for God's sake, relax. Why throw them out? All we need is some wax. Listen well to these barbershop lessons, for they'll see you through.
When you're stuck in the muck, you'll be fine. You'll erase any trace of decline.
With a trim
and a snip
and a shine
and the power of the press.
Yes,
once again it's mine. The price for the Newsies goes up in the morning. Just a few common sense, James. That's the bottom line.
And that's music from the hit show called Newsies that opens tonight at Lee High School. So this show, being based on real events, you mentioned them, Vivian, that it has some real people portrayed in it, William Randolph Hearst, Joseph Pulitzer, and Teddy Roosevelt. Tell us about some of the other characters in the show, and tell us about your actors, all the young guys that play these roles.
Yeah, we have a lot of young talent. It's mostly teenage boys in this cast. We were having some discussion, and even among the cast, Jack Kelly, the central character, mm-hmm. is a fictional character, but he's based on two different people that they pulled from different timelines into the story of the strike of 1899. So don't want to give too much away about the plot, but mm-hmm. And obviously there's a love interest. We have the leads, and honestly, last night sitting through dress rehearsal, I've been involved in, I think, 17 musicals and independent musical productions, and this is probably the best sounding cast I've ever been part of. So even music lovers alone will be blown away, but we have so much talent. Of course, there's the older generation, too, Pulitzer and some of our adults. They try to steal the show, but they've got some tough competition with our leads. So we're excited about this cast.
Yeah. Oh, I'll bet. Well, let's listen to a little more music. This is called Seize the Day. It begins as a solo, I guess, and then kind of evolves to a duet, then blossoms to a full-blown chorus number, and I just love it. I picked this one out. You said just pick some music you like, and
right,
I did.
Right.
We're going to hear Seize the Day from Newsies the Musical.
Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Minute by minute, that's how you win it. We will find a way. But let us seize the day. Courage cannot erase our fear. Courage is when we face our fear. Tell those with power, safe in their tower, we will not obey. Behold the brave battalion that stands side by side, too few in number and too proud to hide. Then say to the others who did not follow, still our brothers, and we will fight for you. Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Once we've begun, if we stand as one, someday somehow, and a prayer becomes a vow, and the strike starts right down now. Now is the time to seize the day.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Answer the call and don't delay.
Answer the call and don't delay. Wrongs will be righted if we're united.
And that's a little bit from Seize the Day from Newsies, the musical that IMP is presenting that opens tonight, and runs through the weekend. In case folks are listening right now and thinking that they want to buy a ticket right now, how do they do that, Patrick? Where do they go?
Oh, Viv, surely you know that information better than I do.
Yes. They go to our website, which is imp, imphuntsville.org.
So that's IMP.
IMPHuntsville.org.
Okay.
And it will come up on the screen, and there's a little yellow ticket that says buy tickets. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who called me last night or texted me last night and said that she couldn't see how to buy tickets. There's a little yellow ticket.
Okay.
It says buy tickets.
Okay. It sounds like even I could do it. I'm not that good on the computer.
And there will be tickets at the door, too, if for some reason you decide at the last minute.
Okay. Well, this is for people that are listening right now. And
that's
don't want
right.
To miss out. Well, okay, I'm new to this show. I told y'all I'll be seeing it for the first time this weekend. But all the pictures I see online of this show, they show dancing. I take it that dancing is a big part of the show.
It's intense.
We are so fortunate. Our original choreographers were college students who were just absolutely so excited about doing it. That was last year. And this year, they had important things for themselves. One of them was doing workshops, and one of them went to Joffrey Ballet in New York. Lexi Bowden, I'll give her a shout-out about that. But so we asked Caroline Taylor, who has been in so many of our shows, and we had seen some of her work. And then, lo and behold, Jerry Hunt came home from New York. And so Jerry and Caroline together it was an amazing duo. They have done amazing work with these boys. Mm-hmm. There were some people that wanted us to put some girls in because they dance so much better. And I said, no, it's about boys. And those two made those boys dance. But the boys they wanted it. Jerry and I were talking about it last night in Carolina, about how much they were able to do because the boys wanted it.
Really?
And they worked so hard. You will be amazed to see 20 boys out on that stage, total in synchronicity, mm-hmm. and just amazing.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, even though this show is about newsboys, I don't want to neglect the ladies in the show. You have some female characters. Patrick, you mentioned
like
there was a love interest, of
yes,
course.
Yes, yes, yes. There is. Catherine is our lead female, and she's the love interest, played by Janie Claskins, and she is phenomenal. Her solo alone is worth the price of admission. You'll want to be there for that. Super talented. And then I think we only have six to seven more females.
Six girls who are the
Bowery Beauties.
Bowery Beauties, right. And they're just beautiful, and they sound great. Mm-hmm. Six girls sound like 30. And then, of course, our supporting leads, Megan Phelps, who is the theater director at Huntsville High,
right.
plays some dual roles, smaller dual roles.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shannon Rice, who's a mainstay and part of our board as well. Shannon Rice is Meta Larkin. That was based on a real entertainer of that era.
Oh.
And she is just
she's got a show stealer song right in the middle.
She does,
of it.
Right. I mean, she walks on the stage and everybody goes, wow.
Well, I've got something queued up that Meta Larkin sings. Is the song you're talking about That's Rich?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's listen to that.
Let's hear
now.
From Meta. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the star of our show, Miss Meta Larkin.
I'm doing all right for myself, folks. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise. My investments and such have all gone up so much. Seems whatever I touch starts to rise. I've got men, I've got money, and yet the thing I want most I can't get. On Long Island Sound, I pulled up a weed, they found oil in the ground. But you telling me you don't want me around. Now, honey, that's rich. Some guys give me ermine, chinchilla, and mink. And some give me diamonds as big as a sink. But you wouldn't give me so much as a wink. Brandy from Andy and candy from Scott. Oh, and Frank and a
find some dope. Hey, baby, I was just talking about you. Now listen, sport, this life's too short to waste it on you. It may be rough, but soon enough, I'll learn to make do. With the mansion, the oil, well, the diamonds, the yacht, with Andy, Eduardo, the pontiff, and Scott, and Frank, ooh, and my bank. So spill no tears for me, 'cause there's one thing you ain't that I'll always be. And honey, yeah, that's right. That's rich. That's rich. That's rich. That's rich.
That's more music from Newsies the Musical. And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Vivian Atkins and Patrick Johnson of Independent Musical Productions. You two are the directors of this show. And I can't imagine the task that you've accomplished just by getting it to opening night. Maybe you can relax now. I'm not sure. I'm sure the notes go on through Sunday afternoon's
matinee.
Yeah,
I've been known to give notes from the last show, but and change lighting cues, but we're not doing that
on Saturday night. Yeah,
Sunday night is our last performance, by the way. That's unusual for us to have a Sunday night, but
okay,
we wanted as many shows as we could get into a weekend.
This is a real family show, right?
Oh, it is. Yes,
I understand that this musical began its life as a Disney movie,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't very popular when it came out. But then it was adapted into a stage version, and it got rave reviews and won 2 Tonys, for Best Original Score and Choreography. And has it been done before in Huntsville, Vivian?
It was done in Huntsville High a couple of years ago.
With the school setting.
But mm-hmm. this is the interesting thing about this cast is, besides the fact that the number of boys on the stage, is that they come from everywhere around here, all schools. I mean, they have formed some friendships that will last a lifetime from all these different places.
Yeah.
Because many times we'll pull teenagers from certain schools, or that just happens to be the ones that are auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
But this is everybody. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, and theater kids are kind of stick together for life, right?
Yeah.
There have been some old acquaintances that got renewed who haven't been together in a few years in a show, and all of a sudden they're back together. It was good.
Oh, well, Vivian, I'm wondering, why did you decide that this summer would be a good time to present this particular show? You alluded to the fact that maybe you had it planned last year.
It was on our season last year, and it was we had already cast it when things got worse, and it was postponed, and we told the cast that if they were available this summer, if we got to do it this summer, or whenever we got to do it, that they would have their roles still, unless they were not available, then we would recast it. We had amazing numbers that made sure. Matthew Richards Jr. was particularly made sure he had time for it this summer.
What role does he play?
He's Jack Kelly.
Okay,
he's got the lead, right?
Yeah,
he's an upcoming junior at University of Alabama.
Okay.
Anyway, and it's such a joyous show. It has great uplifting. I mean, when you see those boys or hear those boys sing, and the adults are just wonderful. It's got a great message.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a show for this summer. And we're so grateful that we were able to get it on the stage. I will tell you this, a year and a half since I've done a show.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised. I got worried about it. I said to Patrick even, I don't know if I remember how to do this. But it did.
But it's all falling into place.
It
you
is.
Know, I don't know if I've never been the director of a show. I've never been on the stage, but I spent years playing in the pit orchestra. And I think almost every time, maybe about Wednesday night at tech rehearsal, I would think, this is never, ever going to happen.
Oh, I'll have to tell you this story. My husband, who passed away last year, but my husband,
so
I would come home. And I would say, this is the worst show I've ever done. And he would say, oh, it's Wednesday.
Exactly. For years I thought, why doesn't everything start just one day sooner? Just one day sooner so we wouldn't all have this angst about it.
Because you have to get the venue. You have to be able to load into the venue. You don't live there. It's different.
These are things that directors think about. Mm-hmm. Right, right. So you wanted to mention something about the costumes for the show.
I do. Julie Hornstein is just amazing woman. We designed the costumes together. Mm-hmm. And when Meta Larkin walked onto that stage last night, I had not seen the finished product because she's been working on it. And so last night was the first time I saw it on stage. Mm-hmm. It was just not dead. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And we have had so much good help this year. And our tech director, Bill Robertson, he is the man. That's what we call him. You're the man.
Yes, he is.
Well, for those of us that just come and sit in the audience, you know, we fall into the story. We're drawn in by the music and the costumes. We have, I think it would be hard to imagine how much goes on behind the scenes.
Oh.
And it takes so many to do this. And Patrick, your whole family is involved in this production, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's kind of a family business.
It is.
Yeah, the moment last night, too, when Meta walked on stage, it was beautiful, and I thought, man, that's incorporating hair, design, costume, beautiful lighting. And so when it all comes together, it's a beautiful picture. My wife does hair and makeup. She is the best at it, Andrea Johnson.
And
both of my children are in it, Maddie and Noah. And so we've been doing this, I guess, since they've been born.
I think
Maddie's
so.
First show with Imp, she was
five.
Five, yeah.
So. Right. Grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
Mostly grown up, mostly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much grown up. In fact, when she's on stage in that chorus girl outfit, I think Patrick just sort of closes his eyes because she looks like she's totally grown up.
Yeah, that's my snack break.
That's right. Yeah. That's his snack break.
Can't even look, yeah. Well, Vivian, how many years has Imp been presenting shows here in Huntsville?
Well, we are coming into our 29th season.
That's amazing.
Yes,
I remember
it
the
is.
Very first one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what year that was, but
1993.
You did Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
And that one was great. Through the years, your standards have only increased. You've reached out farther for your cast. Everything's gotten better and better. Do you have any memories of high points along the way?
Oh, there's so many. I will tell you that one of the things that I love the best is working with the children, in quotes, that I raised, like Patrick Johnson, mm-hmm. David Neese, who is our president, and he does everything. He does everything. Financial, all the business stuff. He's just, and you know, he was my child too. If that means you went through Lee High School.
Or sometimes, right,
the magnet program there. And sometimes I have adopted children from other schools.
I'm sure you've got a few new adoptees in this cast.
I do. And I love them all. I love kids, and that's why I'm still doing what I'm doing at my age, because that's what I was put on this earth for.
Well, it's a wise decision to place you there because you're really good at it.
Right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh. But, yeah, some of the shows, somebody asked me what was your favorite show. And, you know, I have my specials. Ragtime, I love. Mm-hmm. Big River, I loved. I formed the company because I wanted to do Sweeney Todd, and I couldn't get anybody to do it here in town. I had worked with all the other organizations. And I said, well, I'll just do it myself then. Mm-hmm. And I did. And we've done it twice. So it was it's a real wonderful show. And that show, I think, changed the look of Broadway. And so there are so many things that changed with that show. And we're using a lot of them in this show. We have the cockroaches. The cockroaches are the stagehands who are dressed as newsies. And you may see them come on as newsies, and they may stay in the scene or they may leave. And it's just we have six of those, and they're wonderful kids. They have been working with set moving for 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, which has been great.
Well, just including everybody, and it's just such a wonderful legacy you have that's ongoing. And Patrick, I know that you started out your acting career with Vivian, like she said, when you were a high school student there at Lee High School in the Arts Magnet program. I want to ask you, as an actor, What do you love about musical theater? What gives you goosebumps?
It's different, obviously, than, you know, screen acting. I like that it's live. I like to feed off of the response and the emotion of the audience, being able to take people on a journey and actually see it real time. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think I'm kind of done with the stage. I really like being on this side of it.
That's what he thinks.
And I it's so much fun to see in an actor's eyes when something clicks and they finally get it. A lot of those moments have happened in the last 2 weeks. And to me, that's the greatest joy, is watching others take the spotlight.
But I will say this. That takes a terrific director who also understands those things. And this guy sitting beside me is that person. Oh. He can take the minutiae and teach these kids, and they just come alive. They just come alive with it. It's a wonderful thing to see.
It helps to have super talented actors, too.
Yeah,
yeah, well, you're bringing great theater to the community, and also you're just lifting up those that are involved with you. It's wonderful, just wonderful. I read on your website, it's funny, it says, "We're still here."
I know.
IMP Huntsville is finishing out a very unusual 28th season. You guys pivoted and provided so many of us fans with great music during the pandemic with your really innovative drive-in cabaret series. Do you think you'll ever do those again?
Yes.
Oh, good.
We plan to.
It was fun.
We had such a good time doing them. It kept us busy. It kept music, live music. And I think the draw was really that they could see so many things on screens.
Yeah.
But this was live.
This was
and
live.
They could do it safely. And it was, yeah. I will have to tell you this, though. And if I go get long-winded, you can stop me. But the people who support us by giving us our space to rehearse and to store and to work are Mark and Chrissy Bannister, and they own American Precision Products, the building in which we are housed
I just asked you where your studio was, and you said that's where the cabarets were, that warehouse. And I thought,
at 520 Green Cove
marvelous.
Road.
Yeah.
And that is their support for us. They've been on the board, but they sort of moved out of the board, but they are our angels, as far as I can say. But actually, I think Mark was the one who said, well, you ought to just have people drive in and have something like that, a drive-in something.
So for people that missed that, the singers would stand up on a loading dock.
Right.
And those of us would either sit in our cars, you could listen over your radio, or you could put your up. Took my chair and sat out in front of my car.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of the songs, people would clap like they do, but the people in their cars would go beep, 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 beep. It was just hysterical, and it was so much fun. And it was great to hear live music. You're right. We saw way too many screens.
That's right. That's exactly it.
Oh, well, let's listen to one last song from Newsies. This one is called Brooklyn's Coming. And tell us what's going on at this point in the show.
Well, they're trying to unite all of the Newsies in all the boroughs of Manhattan, of New York. And so they convinced all the leaders of each little group to unite, and this is when they unite. And Brooklyn was really the latch pin.
Yep.
If they could get Brooklyn, they could get everybody else.
Okay, well, let's listen to that. Brooklyn's Coming from Newsies the Musical.
Just got word that I'm up. us a visit and see what we means. And when you do,
when you do,
we'll get you halfway to Queens. Now them soldiers is in for a soaking. What a sad way to end a career. Day's a joke, but if they think we're joking, loud and clear.
And Adam's here,
Rushing's here,
Rickman's here.
What's that here?
Souls to Bronx!
Brooklyn's here, out of here, we is
Well, it takes a village to put on a show or beat back a pandemic or just to get through life these days. We just heard Brooklyn's Coming from Newsies, the musical. You can hear this whole show in its entirety and see it and see the dancing and the costumes and the lighting, the whole marvelous production that opens tonight and runs through the weekend. Give us one more time the location, dates and times, along with the ticket information.
Okay, we are at Lehigh School Main Stage Theater.
I'll say plenty of free and available parking close
yes.
by.
It's parking
very easy
is free
to get into.
And yes, yeah. And we our shows are tonight, Friday night, two Saturday a matinee at 2 and show at 7:30, and on Sunday a matinee at 2 and show at 7:30. So you've got six times chances to see it, and you better come early because you may want to see it more than once. For tickets, you go to imphuntsville.org. And there's a little gold ticket on the newsy poster, and you just punch that, and you go right to it.
Okay. And you said they'll also be available at the door.
Yes, they'll also be available at the door.
Okay. Well, Vivian and Patrick, you're welcome back here at WLRH anytime. Thank,
thank
you,
you
so much for stopping
Thank
by
you
on
for
what
having
must
us.
Be a really busy day for you, at least a day when you probably should be at home resting, resting up a little before the opening night performances tonight. I thank you for coming, and I want to say, break a leg.
Thank you so much.